A reading from the Gospel of Luke. When a large crowd gathered, with people from one town after another journeying to Jesus, he spoke in a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path and was trampled, and the birds of the sea ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, and when it grew, it withered for lack of moisture. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on good soil, and when it grew, it produced fruit 100-fold. After saying this, Jesus called out, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." Then his disciples asked him what the meaning of the parable might be. He answered, "Knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to the rest they are made known through parables, so that they may look but not see, and hear but not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those on the path are ones who have heard, but the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, that they may not believe and be saved. Those on rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe only for a time and fall away in time of temptation. As for the seed that fell among thorns, they are the ones who have heard, but as they go along, they are choked by anxieties and riches and pleasures of life, and they fail to produce mature fruit. But as for the seed that fell on rich soil, they are the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart and bear fruit through perseverance. The Gospel of the Lord. Lately, I have been picking my reflection days randomly. In July, I preached on the sower and the seed from Matthew's Gospel. So imagine my surprise when Luke's version of this parable was read today. What might God be trying to tell me that I missed? The final word in today's gospel is perseverance, and that is what spoke to me. A farmer must be a paragon of perseverance. Each year, he or she must prepare the soil, sow the seed, and nurture it. Each year, despite what the farmer may do to prepare the soil, seed will fall on a path or some rocks or among weeds. The farmer may remove weeds from one area only to find that they sprout up in another one. And despite this, the farmer sows year after year after year. We are called to sow the seed of God's good word through our very lives. We are asked to persevere when this saving word seems to fall on deaf ears, or when a loved one turns away from God's love, or perhaps we're totally rejected. We have to keep on sowing the word with love again and again and again. Doesn't the need for perseverance also apply whenever we are sowing the seeds of truth? I'm thinking here of the seeds of dialogue that the leadership of the LCWR are sowing with the Vatican. They may have to sow those seeds over and over until they bear fruit. Or don't we have to persevere when we find ourselves in a situation where change is necessary for a ministry to survive and thrive? Since very few of us embrace change, we might have to sow the seed of change over and over, gently tilling and nourishing the soil until the change can occur and produce 100-fold. Perseverance, a good word for us today. We have the model for this in God's saving love, sending the prophets, becoming human, and sending more prophets, maybe even us. Sowing the seed over and over again. Let us take heart and persevere.